offense at halftime and tell everybody to pick it up. Mm-hmm. Do you do that a lot, and can you provide any detail as to what on?
I don't do it a lot, unless I feel it's necessary. It doesn't happen very often. Probably been a while since I have. You know, I'll go to individual guys, but I just felt like, you know, I wanted to challenge all of us, and I included myself in that. You know, felt like and told the guys that the defense has done their job and more. I mean, they did enough in the first half, and obviously we started fast, but kind of fizzled out a little bit. Third downs. We got ourselves in tough second down, third down situations. You know, we weren't being efficient on first and second down. And just challenge the guys, somebody's got to make a play, whether that's a quarterback, the running backs, the wide receiver, the line. I don't care if you're old or young, just somebody's got to step up and make a play for this team, or else we're going to keep relying on our defense. It's time that we step up and do something. And I love the way they all responded.
Was it encouraging, challenging?
A little bit of everything. You know, it wasn't like I was up there cursing at them and doing things like that. It was getting on everybody. Like I said, I included myself in that. Getting on guys, challenging them, encouraging them, but just trying to let them know that it's unacceptable the way we played in that first half.
Ben, you talked about being more efficient on first and second down. How were you able to do that more often and consistently in the second half?
Well, I think the line played better in the second half, but I also think it when we did a lot of the no huddle, obviously, throughout the game. In the second half, I kind of said, listen, let's get the ball out. Let's go empty. Let's throw some short passes, get ourselves in some manageable situations. And guys made plays. Le'Veon catching stuff out of the empty, A.B., Jesse, Juju, pretty much everybody. So just really just, I don't want to say dink and dunk, but dink and dunking it.
And, you've been kind of waiting for a breakout game from the offense. Everybody had all season long. What does it feel like to finally have had one?
Well, I think you can call this a breakout game in terms of points, but I still think that we're going to look at this and say, man, we left stuff out there. Now, I'm going to give them credit. That's Coach LeBeau. That's a Coach LeBeau defense. They stopped us a lot on third downs and stopped us in the red zone. So was it our best game? No. Was it better? Yeah.
Ben, speaking of third down and the red zone, those were two areas where you were struggling in the first half. In the second half, you hit Juju on one and Martavis on another, both led to touchdown drives. How much did those third down conversions help the red zone offense?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. You know, anytime you're moving, you know, moving the chains, kind of keep the flow going, keeping the rhythm going. And then you get down the red zone, and, you know, we kind of kept the no-huddle play call and going. And even that, it's trying to get the ball out quick, not necessarily taking some of the deeper drops, you know, just getting it out quick and trying to get it in playmakers' hands.
Last time you guys dinked and dunked?
It's been a while, you know, to do it that consistently. You know, we like to get the ball out and get guys some short passes and let them do stuff with it. But to do it that consistently, is like I'm really thinking that second half, there was a lot of it. Throwing inside of 10 yards, you know, passes was kind of our M.O.
A lot of man coverage with Antonio. You don't really see that a lot. I know 3 of your touchdowns were probably.
Yeah, they did. They did some two-man, some regular man. You know, it's a Coach LeBeau style, roll the decks, throw some different looks at you, throw some blitzes, show blitz, back out. So, like I said, I think in the second half, especially the line really – helped us all play better.
There's been a lot of talk about third down conversions, red zone conversions, not scoring 30 points. You did all 3 of those in the second half. How much is that a sense of relief with getting that out of the way, you know, just kind of ending that talk?
Right, yeah, I mean, I know Landry said something about getting the monkey off the back, but I think we all kind of felt like we were doing some good things. We were on the verge. You know, winning the football game is obviously most important, but to be able to put points on the board, to capitalize on some of the defense's turnovers. We'd like to capitalize on all of them, but to capitalize on a lot of them meant a lot. But, yeah, it feels good to get the points and score in the red zone.
All variables being what they are, when you see single coverage on Antonio, is that still automatic for you?
It's a pretty good feeling.
What's it feel like you'd have a game like this in this season?
Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels good. You know, I know a lot's been made of me not caring or whatever. Not from you guys, but some of the local or the national media stuff, and it's nothing further from the truth. I go out there and give it everything I have, and I play as hard as I can for these guys in there and our fans and the Roonies, and, you know, it's fun to go out and have one of these games.
When you
start putting together a lot of completions in the second half. Do you feel it, like the confidence growing? Because I think you're
for all of us. Yeah, I mean, you start feeling like the ball is coming off your hand. You feel like you can make a lot of throws. You feel like you're calling good plays. So I think the guys feed off that energy too. I think they, when you're calling successful plays, they think every time you call a play now it's going to be successful. So I think we all kind of feed off that momentum.
Momentum, you had a play where you hit AB and then he fumbles and Martavis recovers. You end up kicking a field goal
right
before the half. How important was that to, especially considering they scored the start of the second half?
Right, that was a big drive for us. Obviously, we'd like to get more points on the board, but just getting any points was big. I think we got the ball maybe with 120, something like that. I mean, and to move the ball down the field, you know, we did it last week to win the game. To do it at the end of the half is always big. You know, we want to score at the end of halves, and, you know, to get 3 points there was big.
Ben, you didn't use Le'Veon as much in the running game.
Right.
You were able to use him more in the passing game. Does that just kind of show what kind of all-around back he is, that he's able to do those
yes,
kind of things?
Absolutely. And I think coming in, we kind of, you know, we knew what the game plan was going to be. We knew it wasn't going to feature a lot of running the ball partially because of how good they were on defense and stopping the run, but partially because we kind of had a game plan of what we thought we could do passing the ball. And so I think he knew kind of what his role was going to be, and I thought he stepped up and accepted that challenge and did some big, big things for us in the pass game. And not screens. Like, the screen game wasn't even good. It was stuff out of the backfield. It was running routes. And I told him after the game, probably not the way you thought it was going to play out, but I'm really proud of you.
He had six touches in the first half.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like, hey, get me the ball or anything.
Nothing.
Like that.
No, not at all. There was none of that. He knew, and we all knew what was coming and what the game plan was going to be. And I thought, you know, it showed the professionalism not to sit there and complain and worry about touches.
Ben, you talked earlier in the year about not having to peak too early, being a long season. How does this performance play into the peaking process?
Well, hopefully we're not peaking. Hopefully this is kind of the start. It's going to be nice to, you know, we had the short week and we got it over with, and we're in, as Coach was saying, we're in the clubhouse early, and we can try and get healthy and really build on this win, and hopefully offensively we can keep the ball rolling. You know, guys like Martavis, I thought he had a good game. Thought he was really – he's put two back-to-back games together. His plays, obviously, that I think he would want to have back, and we all expect him to make some of those big plays down the field, but some of the big catches he had that were possession-type catches were really big for us.
You have a softer stance on Thursday night games
then? I'm sorry?
You have a softer stance on Thursday night
games? No, I'm pretty sore still, but I'm glad we won.
Thank you.